Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary green thing that comes and abducts people and probes them? No. But I guarantee at least 5 planets or, you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs. And if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part. So there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're gonna find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth, but there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function, what cool ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'd probably cry, to be honest. I would cry and probably, like, rethink what's going on in my life, and that would be like, what's up, how's it going? That's what I would ask it. I would just act like it's normal human, you know?
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants.
Brandon Martin.
Caitlin Rose McNamara.
Sarah Rose Descent.
William Ford.
And
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
On Friday, February 21st, join Student Association for a showing of Into the Woods at the Red Dragon Theater at 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. Also happening on Friday, join WONI for a general body meeting in IRC 5, 3 to 4 p.m.
On Saturday, February 22nd, join Club Odyssey at the Teen Center at 6 p.m. for a free show.
On Sunday, February 23rd, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for a vigil for Sam Nordquist. This will be happening 2 to 3:30 p.m. in the Great Room.
This has been your WONI Weekly Update. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
This is not that show. It's What's in Your Pocket. Welcome Friday morning here at Wony 90.9 FM, home of the Red Dragons and Red Dragon Radio. And we're in the basement of Hunt Union today, coming at you on Friday. Thank God it's Friday. This is episode number 5. And today I've decided to start every Friday, I'm going to be using some 45s. So for those of you who don't know what those are, they are little single, small little vinyl albums that have one song on each side, generally about 3 minutes a piece or so. And I have a ton of them, so I'm going to start using those because I don't play them at home. So what else is going on today? Gymkhana, local awesome band. Well, they started locally. A couple people from Oneonta there are playing at the Oda Saga Fancy Hotel there in Cooperstown, New York. So I know a lot of people are going to that as well. And tomorrow, what else going on? That Green Day musical, American Idiot, that's going on at the Foothills PAC in Oneonta. Probably, I don't know the exact times. I know it opened yesterday, so you should check that out if you like the Green Day. So that is, I think, tonight and tomorrow, at least, maybe Sunday. But you can definitely just go to foothillspac.com and you can go check that thing out, and they will get you going on when those things are. So we're going to start today with some banging Elvis. Who's ready for some Elvis? I'm always ready for Elvis.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black, I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Roy.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
There you go, some Queen Bicycle Race. So I figured some people have joined in, which is pretty funny. I'm just going to go live on this every morning on my Instagram. What's in your pocket? You can go ahead and follow and watch me do stupid dance moves while I'm playing these songs. So people are asking questions and stuff. I probably won't be able to answer you unless you could call me or something. On the phone here, which is 607-436-2711. But even with that, today's kind of a pain. Because I'm doing 45 Friday, right? So the first song we listened to was Elvis, Hunka Hunka Burnin' Love, which is awesome. That was kind of when he started doing his, like, Vegas thing, right? Some people don't like that late Elvis stuff. I love it. I think it's awesome. I wish I was around to see some of those live early 70s live performances. Second one, obviously, Queen Bicycle Race, which is amazing. All right, what do we got going on here? Oh, I got some queued up some good old doobies. Michael McDonald, now that guy, right? He is such a good singer. It's also beyond cheesy at the same time, but it wraps around the cheesiness that becomes, and it becomes just amazing after it wraps around a couple times. So we're going to listen to What a Fool Believes, one of my favorites.
The sound of the fool don't sound.
Egyptian.
All right. We had some bangles there. Walk Like an Egyptian. Classic. Classic. And then what do we have before then? Oh, What a Fool Believes, obviously. The Doobie Brothers there. TGIF, welcome to What's in Your Pocket. DJ Nos for Mark II. Rolling things this morning. Yeah, it was funny. I was live, going to Insta Live here, and then I have to look into that. It's telling me Insta Live is funny because it's like, you may not own the rights to these songs, so it cut my video off. But however, I bought all of these. I bought all of these 45s. I own them. They are mine. So I am not rolling anything off a computer. Either way, I will get that worked out. I was having fun with a little dance party for anybody that checked that out for a little bit. Let's see. I think before I said this, Gymkhana's playing tonight. And I'm looking forward to the weekend. It's been a crazy week up here at SUNY Oneonta, along with being freezing cold. It's just been a lot of... We had a Black History Month solidarity concert on Wednesday night, which was a massive success. And thanks for everybody that came out and was able to witness the spectacle of awesomeness that was happening that night. And we're prepping also on, what's today here, the 21st. So coming up on March 2nd, Sunday, March 2nd, the Rock Ensemble, SUNY Oneonta Rock Ensembles, which there are eight of, are going to be playing at the B-Side Ballroom at 4 p.m., a $5 cover to get in, but you get eight bands. So that's pretty good, right? That's like 60-something cents a band or something like that. I don't know. But they have the kitchen open there as well, and they have some banging chicken wings these days. So, yeah, chicken wings, drinks, light fare, eight bands. There's a couple specialty bands. There's a Black Sabbath band and a Beatles band and an Oasis band. Woohoo! So you can come and watch those on Sunday, March 2nd at the B-Side Ballroom in Oneonta, New York. All right, here we go. Going to listen to a little Rolling Stones. Actually, I heard this when I was in Stewart's this morning getting the coffee. The radio station there was playing this tune. I was like, you know what? I got this on 45. I'm going to jam this sucker today. So here we go.
I've been think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking Pete, what's the matter with you, boy? Sometimes I wanna say to myself, sometimes I say.
Gotta be tough, and I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, 'cause I'm the that maimed you, Sue. Yeah, what could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue.
Amazing. I love that song, Johnny Cash in the prison singing to the inmates. Boy Named Sue, classic. Oh, yeah, so I forgot to do this last time, so here's a couple new things also. At the B-Side Ballroom on Saturday, this is 2/22, at 8 p.m. is Uncle Shake. This band is really, really, really fun. So if you're out and about looking for something to do on Saturday night, I highly recommend going to check them out. They are super fun. I'll be there. Chilling out, listening to some tunes. B-Side's, what a great venue. We are lucky to have that place in town here. So here's the joke of the day. I forgot to do this yesterday. I'm sorry for all those listeners who were probably crying themselves last night because they didn't get their joke of the day. But here we go. Why do dolphins sing off key? Why do dolphins sing off key? It's a good one. It's a good one. This one's for the whole family. This next song goes out to my daughter, Ella Paquette, hanging out in New York City. And this is by one of her favorite artists of all time, who we're actually going to see this summer as well. I decided that when all of the family members now turn 20 or 21, maybe I'll say 21, the gifts they are getting for big celebrations, meaning probably sometime around the holiday season at the end of December, and also the day of their birth, will be concert tickets. I'm just giving out concert tickets from now for people instead of material possessions, because I think it's awesome. And not only that, but I can buy a concert ticket for them and me, and then I get to hang out with them and go see the concert, which is awesome. Anyways, think about that when you go to buy somebody gifts from now on. I think it's a great idea. Anyways, this is going to be a little Ringo Starr.
But all I've got Mars?
I'm sorry, sir. But the dream is startling.
This place is bigger than our apartment.
Let me know when you're entering a room. Yes, sir.
Can I get a drink of water?
I was wondering.
You want some?
Oh, yeah. Pink Floyd. So good. That's where he loses it. Loses it in the hotel room. One of my turns coming on. Before that, we had Ringo Starr with the awesome photograph, which, once again, I said I'm going to see this summer. And that All-Star Band, I believe it's a couple of the members are still the same from the last time he played. And Colin Hay from Men at Work, which I'm super excited to see. If you don't know Colin's work besides the Men at Work stuff, it's amazing. He is an incredible songwriter. Steve Lukather from Toto, who's like, whatever. He's ridiculous. He was on, you know, people know Toto, obviously, but he was on a ton of other albums. Great studio musician. Thriller, right? He's all over that album. So he worked with Quincy Jones quite a bit, too. So, oh, the joke of the day, right? I got to finish this for everybody, right? So it was, why do dolphins sing off-key? Why do dolphins sing off-key? Well, the answer is this, my friends. Because you can't tune a fish. Because you can't tune a fish. Don't shoot the messenger. Just tune into WONY 90.9 FM with What's in Your Pocket. DJ Nas for Mark II. If you want to become a DJ, you should come up and check out the station. It's pretty awesome. Let's bring local radio back. And actually, there's tons of shows up here now. The students are really heavily involved. There's a bunch of faculty members as well, and a couple townsfolk that are up here doing shows. So I think there's an interest meeting today at 3 o'clock, or just a general Wonnie student body meeting. But yeah, come check it out. It's pretty awesome. If you want to be my guest, once again, hit me up, mark.paquette@oneana.edu, and send me an email. You could also hit up any of my social media accounts. Instagram is probably the best. You can go Mark No Stop on the Rock. That's my personal one. Or you can go, there's actually Instagram now for What's in Your Pocket, PAWKETT. Hit me up and get up here on the show, and you can come in live. We could do it on the phone. If we're doing music, I'm only spinning vinyls, so going to stay away from that digital world as much as possible. All right, we ready? Feels so good. All right, we had some David Lee Roth there, Yankee Rose. Oh, that band was smoking, right? David Lee Roth. Then you got Steve Vai, right? And I think, you know, besides his solo stuff, that was like the biggest thing he was doing since coming out of Zappa, right? It was the Roth stuff. Greg Bissonette on drums, right? And then Billy Sheehan on bass from Mr. Big went on to that after. Crazy. What a crazy band. Shy Boy is the other side of that, which is, once again, an amazing song as well. Once again, TGIF, you're listening to What's in Your Pocket every Friday. I'll be spinning 45s. If you got some 45s, give me a shout and come on up to the studio, be my guest, and you can spin some 45s with me. This is episode 5, What's in Your Pocket. Once again, I'm here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. to start your mornings off for your work week, for those of you who do the old 9-to-5 schlog. So I got one more for you before I take off for the weekend. And once again, a couple things to hit up. We got Uncle Shake tomorrow night, Saturday, at the B-Side Ballroom, 8 o'clock. Tonight is Gymkhana, I think it's 7 or 7:30. And in Cooperstown at the Otisaga, fancy hotel, resort there, or whatever. And then this whole weekend is, I believe, Orpheus? I think Orpheus is doing it. It's at Foothills PAC. It is the American Idiot by Green Day, the musical. So there's a bunch of showings of that. I'm sure just go to foothillspacprobably.org. I believe, to check out that show as well. Going to leave you with some Donna Summers, some hot stuff. Oh, I love her. She was amazing. My dad loved her, too.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even the whale. The vinyl was stacked on the table with care, in hopes that Spirocco soon would be there. The DJs were planning their holiday shows in the basement of alumni, 'cause that's how it goes. With finals week coming and stress levels high, relax for a moment with WONY. Happy holidays from WONY Oneonta. And don't forget to keep it locked this holiday season.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today.